The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. There's some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Of course, I think we lost some points on the field in the red zone. But for the most part, man, the thing that I love about this team is that we're finding a way to win. You know, and a lot of people don't understand how hard it is to win in this league. Everyone thinks sometimes it's easy. It's pitch and catch, block. You know, it's a lot that goes into it. So this team, man, we just keep finding a way to win. When adversity strikes, we do a great job of responding. And our defense did a great job of seizing their momentum that they could have built. And, you know, we're just doing a good job of just playing together.
We'll get to the defense in a second, but let's talk about the offense. They're averaging about 20, a little bit over 25, 26 points per game through three games. But is there a sense that there should be more, and that in order to really trust this team, trust this offense, they got to show they have a 30-point-plus explosion in them?
Well, I mean, you know, you're down on the goal line twice. One time you get stopped and you end up kicking a field goal. The other time you put the ball on the ground. You should probably add 40 points. Both of those should be scores. And, you know, play calling wise, you can scrutinize the play call. Like I hated the zone read, you know, where there's a connection issue with you in the back. Am I going to keep it? I'm going to give it to you. Like, that's not what you do. And I want to be under center in those situations. I want to pull back. I want to hand the ball off. When you're doing the zone read stuff, your offensive line has to block for 0.5 seconds longer. I just don't like it. I get that it has a point, but to me, there's two things. One, you got to hold the block longer. Two, if you're on the right hand side of the quarterback, you're running to the left. There are no right handed runs. When you're in shotgun with a running back lined up on one side, that means you're zone reading to the opposite side. So you're telling the defense essentially where you're going on the zone read. I just, especially down the goal line, I hate the play call. But yeah, they should have put 35, 40 points up.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You got to keep evolving with the game, and I feel like, you know, I've done that. You know, it's a lot of young guys coming in. I like to be with the young guys. I like to, you know, be around them. I like to work out with them. It pushes me. It drives me, especially the undrafted, you know, guys. I like training with those guys. I like being around guys like Malik Reed. They keep me young. They keep me fast. And they keep me strong. And, yeah, I'm just trying to keep evolving, staying with the game.
Oh, another strong performance by Von Miller. And they could have played 7, 8, 10 quarters of football yesterday. Jets weren't going to score. That's how inept they were and how dominant the Broncos were defensively. The Broncos, heady times for this defense. Third overall in total defense. Number one overall in points allowed at 8.7 points per game. But they have had some injuries. And is this defense, as we look ahead to, all right, opening game 2.0, right?
Right.
Are they poised to hold up? You know the Ravens pretty well. They poised to hold up pretty well against Lamar Jackson and crew?
It's a different animal. Like, regardless of what happens in this game, there are a couple disadvantages you have when you play the Ravens. One, no matter how much you practice, you can't practice what they play. There's no way to get a feel for how they play it. There's no way to get great fits in run defense. Based on the way they play. So you have to use that first quarter as that feeling out process. That, hey, man, I know that if I get block away, man, I'm squeezing or I'm taking on fullbacks or I'm, you know, whatever it is. And it's a thing that you can't really practice the physicality of what they do and all the double teams and angles that they bring to you. In a week of practice. So it's one of those things you have to adjust during the game. You've got to score early, right? You have to, on offense, you can't let them get up on you by 10 points because you're not quite ready on the defensive side. And then you got to play catch up. That's a hard way to play against the Ravens.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Herbert to throw toward the end zone. Mike Williams caught, touchdown, Chargers. Missed bump from Keenan Allen. 4 yards. Herbert to Mike Williams for the second time today, and the Bolts go up 6.
Uh-oh, Chiefs Kingdom. Uh-oh, small baller, and all you arrogant, chest-puffed-out Kansas City Chief fans. Any sense of worry, even panic, starting to creep into your fan base right now? The Browns had you on the ropes week one. You could easily be 0-3. You are tied with the Lions. The Lions! For most points allowed in the NFL through 3 weeks. Kansas City's given up 95. Detroit's given up 95. That's it.
You want to talk about whistling past the graveyard. Nothing to see here. Everything's okay. Oh, just having a little bit of a adjustment period. We'll be fine. Oh, I think they will be fine, Mike, but boy, oh boy. You're giving up 35 points a game. That's 32 points a game. That's going to be hard to win games that way.
All the kidding aside, Andy Reid, who was taken to the hospital after the game, wasn't feeling well, dehydrated, was treated, stable condition last night. So hopes for a speedy recovery for Coach Reid. Next on the Morning Brew.
The one thing we all have in common is we all hate to lose. And so that's how we came together, and we all played like it.
That's 5-0, ladies and gentlemen. That is 5-0
speaking.
5-0.
That's unbelievable.
Dustin Johnson and Team USA with the most dominant Ryder Cup performance ever? That's what the golf experts are saying. Certainly the scores would bear it out. A wire-to-wire masterpiece by Team USA as they absolutely throttled Europe. It was so good that when it was all said and done, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau were hugging.
No.
Yes.
I refuse to believe it.
Shades of was it Rocky IV? If eyes could change and yous could change, we can all change.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, meanwhile, the Gorbachev guy there is.
Yeah, yes, yes. You did. That is it. I remember it. If
I can't do it as well as you do it.
Right.
That's right. It stinks.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but yeah, you know, maybe I need the whole.
Like, you gotta hear it for like a muse, right? Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. Then we all can change. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Don't force it.
No.
It's not there.
No.
It's not there yet.
I have to hear it first. Right. I gotta see exactly what he says. I'll have to do that in the break. Then we'll get back to it.
Well, as we ask if you're in the I'm a Believer club or the Yeah But club, gee, I wonder what club James Merrillat belongs to.
Mm-hmm.
He'll join us coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.